Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, as you might have heard over the course of the day, today the European Central Bank is set to announce a plan to cut its interest rates following 2 years of hikes. How will the cut affect mortgage holders and indeed savers on the other side of it all? For more on this, I'm joined now by Charlie Weston, who's personal finance editor with the Irish Independent. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Claire.
You're writing all about this in the Irish Independent. So we've had 10 interest rate hikes, 10 of them since the middle of 2022. The ECB, though, today is going to start this process of bringing them back down again, probably never to zero. What are we expecting to see?
Yeah, you're right, Claire. It won't go back to zero, very unlikely. We're expected to see a 0.25% decrease today will be announced. They've virtually told us that's going to happen, so it would be a major surprise if it didn't happen. And that will benefit 180,000 people who are still on tracker mortgages. They have been the worst hit because the contract states, their tracker contract states that they get every rate reduction or rate increase in the European Central Bank's refinance rate. And that has gone up 10 times. So they have seen, you know, a typical tracker rate has gone from 1.1%. They were on the pig's back for a long time. But from 1.1%, it went to 5.6%. Mm-hmm. Now, if you only have, supposing you only have 100,000 euros left to pay over 15 years, which wouldn't be untypical, that has seen your monthly repayments rise by about 212 euros over a year. That's 2,500 euros that you've paid in additional repayments over
Hugely
a year.
Hugely significant.
Yeah, a hell of a big increase. And, you know, lots of reasons why those people wouldn't have locked into fixed rates when they were still cheap. But, you know, they really have borne the brunt of this. So today's rate reduction would see the monthly payments go down by about 13 euros. That's 156 euros over mm-hmm. a year. In September, there's a technical adjustment going on to the European Central Bank rate that trackers are priced off. That'll deliver another 0.35 percentage point reduction. So between today's cut and September, you could be looking at 30 euros reduction on your 100,000 owed monthly payments, 30 euro monthly reduction over a year. That's 360 euros. So they'll start to get back a bit better if you're on a tracker.
Yeah, I just see in the last couple of minutes, Piers Doherty now is joining the ranks of politicians, because we know that Taoiseach has said this as well, calling on the banks to cut interest rates for mortgage holders, Piers Doherty says, instead of protecting profit margins. So how quickly will people start to see the benefit of this if they're paying back a mortgage?
Yeah, look, if you're locked into an existing fixed rate, Claire, nothing will happen until you reach the end of that. But you know, you might have locked in at a very juicy rate of 2-2.5%. You're not going to see that again. The best rate in the market at the moment is about 3.45%. So there's about 70,000 people coming out of fixed rates this year. They are looking at higher rates. We have seen reductions in the fixed rates and the variable rates recently. You know, we've Bank of Ireland, Permanent TSB, PTSB as they're now called, AIB and its subsidiaries, EBS and Haven and Avant Money, have all reduced their fixed rates. Some of them reduced variable rates. Now, they did that on the basis that they could see what was happening today on coming. So, it was, you know, today's rate reduction is baked in there. They'll also argue that they can't fully pass on today's rate reduction to fixed rate, to new fixed rates and variable customers, because they didn't push up rates all the way on fixed rates when they were going up. Mm. There's also another factor here, Claire. There's a slightly better environment at the moment for savers, which has just happened in the last while, you know, particularly with Revolut coming in with a decent savings rate. This has started to push up savings rates. You can get fixed rates now of 3% and more. So if they're paying savers more, it leaves them less scope to reduce mortgage rates. So that's a factor, you know, who benefits, who gains. It's a kind of zero-sum gain. If somebody benefits, somebody else loses, you know. So with a bit of a rate war on savings at the moment, I don't think that they'll be in a mood to hugely reduce fixed and variable rates.
And Charlie, are we expecting the ECB to set out a roadmap now for what might happen down the line? Because that's really important. If you're just on the cusp of taking out a mortgage, or you might be thinking of moving, you know, that you can see a map of what's going to happen over the coming months.
Yeah, they'll probably be very cautious here, because particularly as the European Central Bank is moving to cut rates before the Americans, the Federal Reserve hasn't moved yet, and could be September before they move to cut rates, because inflation is still a problem in America. So I think you'll get the usual excess caution from Christine Lagarde, the president of the European Central Bank. She'll say it's data dependent, but that inflation is moving in the right direction. And, you know, people would be looking for hints if there's to be another cut. Most economists expect another cut, possibly September and December, another two cuts this year. But, yeah, you know, people will be hanging on to see exactly what Lagarde says today, you know, as to whether or not there is a, you know, indications of what's coming next. Most first-time buyers, I'm told by brokers, are actually taking out fixed rates. Some of them are going for a very short-term one to 2 years. Others are deciding, look, you know, we need the certainty. We just bought a house. It's a big commitment. We lock in for a 3 to 4 year rate. And, you know, you can get rates, as I say, green rates. If you're buying a new home, you qualify for a green rate. You get rates of between 3.45 up to, you know, others have fixed to 3 year rates of 3.6. So, you know, there are rates there which people will probably think they can manage with, but it's very uncertain. The people who are going for variable rates, Claire, are those who are coming off a fixed rate, existing mortgage holders coming off a fixed rate. They're sticking with a variable for now, just to see how things pan out.
And this will all depend, of course, on inflation, how things pan out, because the interest rate is the only tool we've been told that the ECB has in its competency to deal with inflation. That's why they push the rates up so much.
That's it, exactly. You know, they're trying to control inflation, which was over 10% at one stage. They've got it down to 2.6 at the moment. Now it's bouncing around a bit. They have anticipated that would happen. But, you know, there is some uncertainty there. There is some wage growth as well. The European economy is doing slightly better than expected. But on the good news side, in terms of inflation, we're seeing oil prices coming right back. They're at a four-month low, down to about $77 a barrel. That's way off the mid-90s we were seeing earlier, with a lot of predictions that it would go to $100 a barrel. So, I mean, that could be positive, because, you know, obviously oil prices determine a lot of things, energy costs and transport costs, and it feeds into your grocery costs. So if oil prices stay down a bit, you know, hopefully inflation comes down in the European, in the Eurozone area, that will translate into give more confidence to the ECB to keep cutting rates for a bit.
Charlie, thanks very much for bringing us up to speed. Charlie Weston there, personal finance editor with the Irish Independent. Still more texts coming in on the closure of some schools tomorrow for voting. Why does everything have to be an issue, says a listener. The children actually love having a day off. The buildings are accessible and it's not short notice. We've known the date of the local election since March. There are no other suitable places to vote in most rural parishes. Also, voting cannot be transferred to weekends, as it will deny many the right to vote. People are often out of home at the weekends. A listener in France tells us that we will vote there in that country next Sunday in our local schools. This applies to all voting, municipal and presidential, etc. Spare a thought for our next listener. I'm just one of the grannies all over Ireland who will be minding and feeding 7 grandchildren tomorrow. Thanks everyone who thinks this is fun. 51551.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.